Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jeffrey TV.
What's up, y'all? Jeffrey at Jeffrey TV, coming to you live on my daily walk on Memorex. I'm Memorexed. It's hot. It's 77 degrees and it's 9:30 in the morning. That's hot, I think. Well, at least it's hot for this season. Anyhow, I wanted to cut this on and make a few comments about the Will Smith stuff. And it's really probably not about Will Smith and Chris Rock, more about a deeper philosophical part of it that I tend to always look at or focus on. First of all, the day it happened, I was watching it. I was probably one of only, 13 black people watching the Grammys live. So when it went down, I saw it. And afterwards, you know, through my commentary, this and that, I said, this is gonna be good. This is gonna cause a social media discussion that's gonna be really good. And so far, I've been right. This is probably one of the best discussions, best and biggest social media discussions I've ever seen. Minimal to no name calling, no race baiting, no accusations, or what's it called? When you ad hominem, I think when you attack the and not the argument, it's just a good, clean conversation. We're getting ideas from all different aspects of Jada's side, Will's side, comedian side, producer side. It's just a wonderful, and I say wonderful because I'm into discussion. And like I said, there's no finger pointing or calling names, or at least not as I've seen. And it's really good. People are like on their best behavior. Not best behavior, but you know, it's none of that. When it becomes political or racial, it seems people tend to make it malicious and personal. But this isn't. The other thing about this is, before the slap happened, I have notes commenting on how ethnic the Oscars were. It was irritating. Just like it irritated me when Chris Rock, back in the days when Chris Rock did his, when he was the host, and he made his opening monologue, which blatantly went right at the fact that there was no black nominees in the Oscars. Everybody was sitting front row in the regular theater seating, all white people. There's white people everywhere. That irritated me too. To see it all white irritated me just as much as it was to see it no white. So that's where I was going with that. And the fact it was ethnic, so ethnic and irritated me, doesn't mean that I think that it was wrong. And I say wrong just so you guys can understand the point I'm trying to make, because I don't believe in right or wrong. I don't believe in right or wrong, good or bad. I just believe in actions and consequences. So, I forgot what I was saying. And I completely forgot. Anyhow, so there's no right or wrong. There's no consequences. But, oh yeah, the fact that it was, you know, hosted by all, but like overcompensation, almost to the point of patronizing, if you ask me, to where there was like no white people in it. So that kind of quote unquote irritated me. So, and then the slap happened. And I kept putting together the correlation between the most ethnic, diverse Oscars ever, and then this happening. I'm surprised the alt-right or the white supremacists ain't all over this. They probably are. The media is probably just not reporting it. Fox News, Tucker Carlson, somebody has got to be coming out of the woodwork and making it nasty, turning the conversation towards nastiness. That's human. Like I said, there's no good or bad. It's just what we do. It's just somebody needs to present that point. And we need to address it or not, or react to it, or we don't need to do nothing. Somebody needs to present their point and we react to it, either way, left or right. So for me not to see any commentator conversation about, oh yeah, see what happens? See what happens is this. See what I mean? See what happens when we let them do that? I mean, I put that the wrong way and I sounded racist kind of on purpose. But, you know, I didn't hear any of that. And still, on pivoting off of that, my point is, who says what's right or wrong? Who says violence is inappropriate? Who says that what Chris Rock did was violence? Well, that can be determined. That can be determined on paper. Good or bad cannot be legislated. Actions can. You can't do that. Law. Is it good or bad? Law can't tell you that. Law just can tell you what you can do or not do. Good or bad, right or wrong? Law can't tell you that. Just consequences for your actions. Based on laws that we, quote unquote, may have all voted on and agreed upon. And whether you participated in that voting or establishment of laws is irrelevant. You're part of the system. You pay taxes, you buy into it. You have to live under it or you just move to somewhere where you don't. So there is no good or bad in my mind. So who's to say what happened at the Oscars was wrong or right? It's just actions. It's just actions. Of course, there'll be consequences. Joe Rogan said, oh, yeah, we don't want people walking up on stage and just slapping people. I listened to Jason Whitlock. He was saying, you know, he went right to the Jesus thing. Lack of God at the Oscars. You know, caused this decadence. He was saying that Will Smith can't live two lives. You can't live a life for God and work in Hollywood. It's just, you're asked to compromise and to participate in things that go against the word of God. I mean, just all over, all kinds of input and commentary, and I think it's just wonderful. In the long run for me, nothing matters. Nothing really matters. We're just here. We do what we do the best we can. We try to be, hopefully, some of us, or I can't even speak universal for anything. I can't speak universal for anything. I can't say we try to be, and I gotta generalize just to get my point out. There is no one way to do anything. There is no one right way to do anything. Unless it is subjectively compared to a laid out guideline that must be followed in order to achieve mimicking that same procedure or process. I mean, that's where I'm at. There is no moral authority. There is no right or wrong. He walked up there, smacked him. Who's to say that that, quote unquote, is not part of our culture? That kind of activity, we've seen it before. I mean, it's not like we haven't seen it before. We just haven't seen it at the Oscars. I think that's what busted our bubble. That somebody, that Will Smith crossed that line. It wasn't even the violence. It was the, oh my God, he did that. Because at the highest level of motion pictures, or the Academy, or the most prestigious, one of the most prestigious institutions, always try to keep it elegant, clean, polished, sanitized, and just without problems or issue. Somebody crossed that line. Just like maybe when Trump got elected. And all of a sudden now, in America, we have a president or a leader, president, who doesn't fit the conventional idea and manner and protocol and esteem, or whatever the word is, that we're used to. It was shocking. And then the next day, Bruno Mars comes out, he wins, and I guess, I'm not sure if I got this pretty much, I think I got it straight, he fires up a cigarette. Now that ain't a big deal. It's kind of like a slap. Slap ain't gonna kill you. Another commentary, I think it was Joe Rogan and his people, was saying. Or somebody else, I think, Ricky Gervais. I listened to so many. Me and my mother sat up and watched a bunch of them last night because they just kept coming in their feed, so we just kept watching them and watching them. You know, it was just good commentary. And other than Jason Whitlock, there wasn't too much demeaning of the side they didn't agree with, because he's Christian and, you know, all into Jesus and stuff and God and country. Just, you know, while I listen to him, I want to hear his perspective. He kind of condemned Hollywood. And it wasn't a lot of that. Just more of a two sides thing, almost like a bipartisan conversation in which we, you know, all on the same team. This may be one incident where we're actually discussing this from the point of view that we're on the same team, even though we disagree. So that could be it. But anyway, forgot where I was. So, and who's to say that, you know, Bruno Mars lights a cigarette? No big deal. Hell, they used to smoke on TV all the time. Now, of course, the funny part is, there are laws. There are laws. Laws are that. Laws are one thing. Good, bad, right and wrong are another. There may be a law prohibiting the smoking in a building like that. In that case, he broke the law. Was he wrong? See, that's where I come in. I don't know. I don't make that judgment. Was he right? I don't make that judgment. Actions and consequences versus the laws put in place. Consequences leaning more towards the reaction, a generalized reaction that the public may or may not have to your actions. That's not said either. That's like unwritten. But as many of us know, it's real. You do this, it ain't written nowhere, but more than likely, this is gonna happen. And it's purely social, human social reaction on a generalized scale. And for me, I've always been one to cheer the disruption of protocols and establishment. I've always been one to cheer when lines are crossed that shouldn't be. I mean, for me, that's P-Funk. That was always P-Funk. That was that funk, you know, sticking your tongue out, funk, nasty, just being crazy. That's something that I always kind of look to P-Funk, you know, breaking, you know, changing that tradition, going the unconventional way, being different, being out there. And with the same time, I got the funky side of me, but I also got a discipline side of me that where there are just certain things that in my mind I adhere to with such a regiment that it may be fanatical. You know, something like when I put something down, I only put it down where it belongs. I won't put it down in a secondary place. If I start cooking, I put things away. When I wake up, I got a regimen when I wake up in the morning. It's a certain way I do things. But the funk side of me says, no, just go for it, be free. The discipline side of me, I believe, has me educated, working, good credit. I show up on time, I'm responsible. And the funk side of me says, disrupt all that, don't be responsible. You know, be crazy, da, 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 da. You gotta have a balance. So to see these people come out here and break tradition or go above tradition, it's exciting to me. I one of the first things I wrote about it was that I love the spectacle. I love the spectacle and excitement. And to me, it was the best TV I've ever seen when Will came up and gave that speech. After he won, and he went up there and gave a speech, that was the best TV I'd ever seen. And before the speech, I saw the unedited clip. So I got to hear him say his explicative, and I could actually hear the raw audio, so I knew it was real. And to see him get up there and cry, that was the best TV I've ever seen. And now we got this discussion going on where people are actually being civil. And we stop and look back at the event that shocked the world, quote unquote shocked the world. What happened? Did the buildings fall down? Did the economy crash? Was anybody traumatized? You know, I mean, well, forget the anybody traumatized part. That part, I mean, they have a right to be traumatized. Not right, but you know, people probably were traumatized. But my thinking, irrelevant, it happens. Casualty of war, casualty of doing business in life. There's always gonna be somebody traumatized, offended. It's just gonna happen. It's always gonna happen. And with today, with CNN and the news feeds and social media, sometimes we're able to zoom in and focus, you know, on one or two people who may have been upset, and we can very easily turn that into a thing. Oh, so-and-so is upset because blah, blah, blah. And we throw so much news coverage at it that it becomes way bigger than what it really is. And we roll with it. And that's just a part of being human. That's a part of what we do in life. When we step back and see the overall result or entelechy of what we're doing, the primary root or reason or effect or cause of all this, the little slap was probably gonna be insignificant, but it could have changed things. So it's a good discussion. Hell, just for discussion alone, it was worth the slap. And that people are talking about progressives, and another one was cancel culture. Somebody, I think Whitlocker, I don't know why he went to Whitlocker, I guess because we watched him the longest. He was probably the most intriguing because me and my mother we didn't totally agree with what he was saying. So it was kind of fun to sit there and hear a point of view that you don't really agree with. But you notice that, that's an interesting angle. You know, that's an interesting angle. They tried to blame it on cancel culture. I don't think that was cancel culture. But the discussion is good, and I like that. Discussion is good. There is no right or wrong. Nothing really means nothing. If a big giant asteroid came and wiped out every trace of humanity, what difference would it make? What difference does it make? We don't know. The best we can say is we don't know. I mean, the best we can say is we don't know what difference it made if humanity is wiped out. Are we playing a key role in the evolution of universes or this universe? Do we have a function? Is life on this planet actually, I don't want to say responsible for something, but that's kind of a good way to look at it. Are we a functioning thing? Are we a seed? Are we a carrier, a germ that needs to evolve, or that will evolve into something, quote unquote, greater or bigger, whatever that means, compared to the scale of the universe, the visible universe that we can see, because we are like completely insignificant. Life in this planet is completely insignificant. We are just a speck in a universe that we can see, that we can observe. It is so huge that to even find our relevancy in it is almost impossible. Even our sun, the biggest thing in our solar system, is nothing compared to the giants that are out there and the vastness and the commotion and the explosions and the phenomena in the universe. We are nothing. So what does a slap on the face really mean? How does that affect us going forward? Okay, let's keep it go this far. Say, so what does a nuclear war? Half of us are wiped out. It would be sad. But 20,000 years later, it would just be an event. Just like the meteor wiping out, hitting the earth and killing the dinosaurs. That was major. Nobody would probably want that. But hell, under the hypothesis or theory, it killed the dinosaurs and allowed primates like us to evolve. So, it's fun to discuss. And maybe the conversation even has evolved to the point where people are realizing that their statements are just their opinion. And, you know, what they think. And like I said, the conversation, what time is it? And the conversation, well, I think I got to turn around. 38. Yeah, I got to turn around. Oops. I might be late. I think I walked too far. But anyway. So the conversation, 12. 38 and 30. Yeah, I walked 4 minutes too far, I think. So I should get back 8 minutes later. I should get back at 46. I should get back at 10:46. So we'll see. But so I don't know. Like I said, it's easy to have something like a Bible or a God or a team or a group to where you can help you shape what you believe and how you feel and what you should do and not do. It's easy. Independence and emancipation is hard. Not just, you know, getting your... Did that pop out? It better not have. Oh, don't let... If it did, it don't matter. Let me see. It did. I just popped it back in. All right, I just popped it back in. Let's see if it changes. I got to get that fixed. I'm going to get a new phone. That's my reason to get a new phone. Watch. Yeah, it's easy to get your ideals or your ideology from someplace else. But to achieve that independence, emancipation, to the point that where you determine what's right or wrong. I determine what's right or wrong for me. And I just use right or wrong so that to make it easier without having to say a whole paragraph to say what I mean. I determine good or bad, up or down. Nobody else, no other institution. If Jesus himself was to come back here and say, don't do that, I would ask him why. What is his reasoning? That's just who I am. That's just how I operate. And so far, it's served me well. It has served me very well. The independence, I've often said the independence. Not just free from living under somebody's roof or living under somebody's rules, free financial freedom. I got philosophical and ideological freedom. I set my own right or wrong. Nobody else. Imagine going through life like that. And going through life at a point doing what you want to do. Literally doing whatever it is you want to do. And seemingly in accordance with society and the public around you, as you can feel a harmony in the energy that comes back to you based on your actions and your thinking, and just to have a self created moral compass, to have a self-designed and created moral compass. I determine which way north is. I wish that for everybody, but I know many, many, many people aren't capable. And I think a lot of times, by the time if you're raised, by the time you're 13, 14, it may even be too late for you. It may be ingrained from your parents' training, your parents' upbringing because of their upbringing. To be truly free, like I am, ain't no joke. It just don't happen. It just don't happen. You just ain't born into it. Happiness, you just ain't born into happiness. You got to work for it and go after it. It cannot be given to you. Happiness cannot be given to you. You have to make that decision. You have to make it happen. You have to build it. Nobody can determine what you want, what you like, what you desire. And that leads me back. You have to figure out what you desire. A lot of people can't even do that. A lot of people I've seen. And they're fine with that. And we need people like that. Hell, we need everything. universe, we need everything. So that statement is irrelevant. I just said it to be saying it. Everything counts, everything matters. Within this sphere, within our sphere, let me change that. Yeah, within our sphere, everything matters. But if everything was to get wiped out, what would it matter? And nothing matters. Oh, everything matters within our sphere because of context, our subjective context, coming from life in the Sun-Earth biosphere in relation to an object subjectively. You can have matter, matters, something matters, or concepts, or ideas. Well, not concepts. Concepts can survive. Anyway, I'm tired. Not tired. I'm done. Swinging on y'all. Guess what? Two times. For me, for the funk, and for all of us, y'all, we doing it. Y'all doing it. Y'all is doing the discussion thing right. Y'all is doing it, and I'm proud of us. I'm proud of humanity. And I also believe that the greatest, one of the greatest attributes and gift of human consciousness is very often things that we deem are bad. We also call it the flesh is weak, because it doesn't live up to a standard or an ideal. The fact that we can kill ourselves, we can go above the laws of nature and consciousness. To me, that's the best part of being human. The fact that we can be wrong, right, we can be broken, we can be twisted, we can be evil, we can be maniacal, all of that. To me, that's the one of the greatest parts of being human. And it probably goes back to going above tradition or set values or protocol. Or manner, we can do that. There is no limit. We have no limits. And that's the way I like to live. That's why the idea of heaven, scripture, and a God never appealed to me. There is nothing above me. Absolutely nothing. I am the epitome and the pinnacle of life. And everybody should have that ideal. But your actions should also reflect the need, or quote unquote, your actions should also reflect a understanding that there are consequences, and you may or may not want to be in harmony with the people around you. Anyhow, my name is Jeffrey. For every elementary particle atom that has ever existed in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be, it's the totality of it all, y'all. The ups and downs, the goods, the bad, the left, rights, the right and wrongs, all of it, y'all. And it's all, it can only be good when it's all of it. Because if it's all one way, whichever way that is, we get bored and we'll want to move on. I'm out. See, you hit it once already. Ah! TFU TV. I hit it twice. Podcast.